This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Ministry says Petrocarib debt agreement to yield positive effects, traffic changes for independence activities and animation policy framework to be created. The details are to this message.
Come everybody, make it join the line.
Celebrate this year's emancipation and independence with the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion redeem. Monday, August 3, come to the musical infused fashion show, Fashion Greets Music Festival. 8 p.m. at Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Go to the nearest fabric store, call up your designer, your dressmaker, and turn out in a style as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53.
Now the news. The Ministry of Finance and Planning says the move to buy a portion of the debt Jamaica owes to Venezuela under the Petrocarib Energy Corporation Agreement will yield several positive effects for the country. A press release issued by the ministry Tuesday stated that the transaction will reduce Jamaica's debt to gross domestic product GDP ratio by approximately 10%. It is expected to also improve the country's standing with international rating agencies and make Jamaica even more attractive to both local and international investors. The finance ministry further says the solidarity and goodwill with which the debt buyback was executed has served to strengthen the relationship between the governments of Jamaica and Venezuela. Last week, the government of Jamaica completed a transaction with the government of Venezuela to buy a portion of the debt owed under the Petrocarib Energy Cooperation Agreement using funds raised on the international capital markets. The arrangement allowed the government to purchase the Petrocarib debt for $1.5 billion based on the net present value of the debt outstanding at December 2014. An agreement has been signed between the Tourism Product Development Company and the National Solid Waste Management Authority for the implementation of an all-island beautification project. The $260 million initiative is being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the project has a value that far exceeds the obvious cleaning and enhancement of public spaces.
This project will provide a range of public benefits, from the provision of employment opportunities to the promotion of civic pride and the transformation of the built environment.
Mr. R. Scott was speaking at the contract signing ceremony on Monday. The proposed beautification works will involve bushing, trimming of verges and pruning of trees, as well as additional planting and garbage removal. The project will be carried out across all parishes over a period of 12 months. The government has announced that a policy framework will be created in short order for Jamaica's animation industry. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says Jamaica aims to tap into the lucrative global industry valued at approximately $220 billion.
What we're trying to do is establish a standard across the board. These persons who have been trained will now go out into the field to train others so that we can build a pool of Jamaicans who are trained up to an international standard.
Mr. Robinson was speaking with JIS News at a Train the Trainers program for animation specialists recently. 21 animation specialists benefited from the four-week training program, which involved the fundamentals of 2D and 3D animation. And the Police Traffic and Highway Division is advising motorists and members of the public that certain traffic changes and parking arrangements will be instituted in sections of Kingston. This to facilitate the smooth staging of events during the Independence Festival celebrations. For vehicular access to the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center on Hope Road, patrons traveling from Halfway Tree will use the lower gate to enter the venue, while those traveling from Papine will use the upper gate. Patrons attending the Grand Gala at the National Stadium are being advised that at midday, Arthur Wint Drive will be turned into a one-way going east towards the National Stadium. Motorists traveling from this direction will turn left on Roosevelt Road, right on Stanton Terrace, right on Mountain View Avenue, right on Arthur Wint Drive and into the car park. A police checkpoint will be at Roosevelt Road and Stanton Terrace, and only vehicles with VIP passes will be allowed to enter Roosevelt towards the stadium. Residents of Stadium Gardens will be able to leave and enter the community by using Arthur Wint Drive as a one-way going east only. No parking will be allowed on Roosevelt Road, Arthur Wint Drive, Latham Avenue, Stanton Terrace, and Mountain View Avenue. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.